And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, in with an update of the commodity markets as they're trading from the CME Group in Chicago, and a bit of agricultural information and news. A couple of items to start with. About 200 members of corn growers met in Washington last week for their summer corn congress. They lobbied their House and senators and those aides. And when the corn growers reported back to their leaders on Thursday, about half of them said that their House and Senate folks would support the RFS. A quarter said they would not, and another quarter just weren't sure. Now that the House, by the way, has passed its ag-only version of the Farm Bill, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, she's a Democrat, has begun to push for a Senate-House conference after substituting the Senate bill for the House language. House leaders say they're holding back as they follow up on their promise to conservative Republicans to explore changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, that was not included. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas, a Republican of Oklahoma, said he met with Stabenow to let her know that, in his words, until we either achieve consensus or all efforts are exhausted in good faith, he cannot ask the Speaker to move forward on a conference. Yesterday afternoon, USDA weekly crop progress and condition reports were moderately bullish for corn, neutral for soybeans, and neutral to slightly bearish for wheat. We'll take those up in just a bit. The national average basis for corn for cash was up a cent yesterday at $1.39 over the September futures contract, with the DTN National Corn Index down 3 cents at $6.80. The national average basis for soybeans down 15 cents at 44 cents over the August futures contract, while the DTN National Soybean Index was up 14 cents at $15.64. The national average basis for hard red winter wheat was unchanged at 18 cents under the September futures contract, and the wheat index is now down 3 cents at $6.84. In just a moment, we'll talk with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated about the weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will continue to be somewhat tenuous for a while longer. We're expecting to see only scattered showers and some thunderstorms to occur across the region as we move forward through this next several-day period. Our best opportunity for rain will come from two frontal systems. The first will come across the region on Thursday into Saturday as a weak frontal boundary coming down out of the northwest. Frontal system is not likely to deliver a tremendous amount of rainfall potential, but anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to a quarter of an inch will occur most often, with some local totals in the half to three-quarter inch range. The precipitation will all be welcome, but it's not likely to stand up very well against evaporation, although temperatures will not be as warm as they have been in recent days. We'll be looking at those high temperatures across a big part of the region to run in the 70s and 80s over these next several days. Evaporation rates will be down somewhat, but we'll still experience at least a little bit of an increase in topsoil moisture for a short period of time. None of the precipitation that occurs Thursday through Saturday will have much of an impact on the majority of the driest areas in the Corn Belt, which continues to be in the area from Nebraska back to Illinois and including Iowa southward to areas like East Texas and portions of the U.S. Delta. These areas are not likely to see a tremendous amount of precipitation coming back into the area for a while, but it looks like Sunday through Tuesday of next week, we may get a warm front to cut through parts of the western Corn Belt, and the potential for some more locally heavy thunderstorms will be a little bit higher during that period of time. Last night, we saw some locally heavy thunderstorms surprise some residents in parts of central Iowa, with rain totals of more than 1 inch being reported. But if we take that little pocket of greater rain and that which occurred on Sunday and put them together, the entire state of Iowa still has only seen light amounts of rainfall, with the majority of the precipitation that's been more than an inch in the last 2 or 3 days, less than 15 to 20% of the state, leaving a lot of real estate there with a need for greater amounts of rain. The forecast, though, for that Sunday through Tuesday period is still going to be supportive of bringing in some greater amounts of precipitation to a part of the Corn Belt that is still suffering greatest from dryness. We'll keep our fingers crossed and see how that turns out. Rain totals could run from a half inch to an inch, with locally more in some areas in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, or Minnesota during that period of time. It is still a low confidence event. The computer forecast models are being inconsistent with that potential rain event, and a close monitoring of that time period is still warranted. If the rains fail to develop, we may have more serious dryness on our hands as we move into next week, because the pattern next week is going to be similar to that of this week, with only light amounts of precipitation likely, especially in the central and southern parts of the Midwest. The jet stream should be shifting further to the north next week, which means that areas in the south from Kansas eastward to the Ohio River Valley may see a lot less precipitation for a while, and showers and thunderstorms of greater significance will be mostly from the Dakotas over to Michigan. Our temperatures will stay in the 70s and 80s over these next few days, but some warming will occur next week, with many areas in the 80s again. Some lower 90s will occur periodically in the southwestern Corn Belt, and we'll also see a few upper 70s next week, still continuing in the northernmost parts of the region. Low temperatures at night will fall back mostly into the 50s and 60s over the next full week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Here's how the trade is ensuing in Chicago at the CME Group at this hour. September soft red winter wheat down 5 1/4 at 654.5. Corn futures are lower, down about a dime, with the September at 531 1/4, down 9.5 cents. December 10 lower at 488. And next year's July at 514 3/4, down 9 1/4. August beans are 12.5 cents lower at 1507 3/4. November's at 1284.5, or down 3 3/4, and the next year July contract at 1272, 7.5 cents lower. Bean meal is up 80 cents, bean oil down 31, live cattle futures up 47.5 in the nearby at 122.35, feeders in the August at 153.47.5 up 55, and lean hogs trading 98.25 on the electronic at $1.12.5 higher. On the phone line with us to take those numbers up and look at yesterday afternoon's USDA report and crop progress figures and try to put it all together is Pete Banhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, or rather good morning to
you. It is good morning, yes.
Indeed. Tell me about the marketplace, what happened overnight, and what the USDA reports say.
Well, overnight we were basically down on corn and mixed on beans, and the USDA report yesterday cut corn down 3 points, and good to excellent. They cut beans one. For some reason, the weather forecasts, according to Chicago, are negative for are positive for corn growing and producing more, and maybe a little negative for beans. I don't understand that part, but beans are made in August, corn's made in July, and this year also August. But corn today is down 10 cents. We busted the 90, made a new low. Beans are down 4, but, I mean, they had a big, huge day up yesterday. And in the overnight, we were up as much as 8 on the corn, but we were also down 11 at one time on the beans. I mean, we were down 11 to up 8. Corn overnight had was down 1 to 2 on its high, and we're hanging around, though, that 488 to 490. If we can hold there, we could see bounces if the don't get any rain, and rain forecasts don't really call for much. It's just there's chances of it every day for the next week.
Corn likes to trade on that dime, so every 10 cents at 490, that was a support area, or one of those. We're down at 488.5, as you suggested or told us a bit earlier, and that we may bounce, but what's the likelihood it'll try to push lower? Will the bears work some magic to the downside?
Right now the bears are pushing hard, and the 90, if it didn't hold, there's people talking 75 and then 55. I'd like to see it hold and bounce a little, but we would sell it if it got back to 505 to 510, hedge it, and/or just buy puts.
All right. Anything else for the livestock market for the day?
Livestock just bouncing around up a little bit in the hogs and the cattle both, and the lower grain prices means a little more profit possibly. We do have, it looks like, numbers of cattle maybe starting to go on the increase instead of go down every month.
All right. Thanks so much.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the closing market report, or on the opening market report, on Illinois Public Media.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Here's a quick look at the outside markets as they're trading at this hour. September crude oil is down 75 cents at $106.19 a barrel. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, now at $3.04.8, is 6 tenths of a cent lower. And ethanol trading at $2.40.3 of a cent. That's down 2 7 tenths of a cent. It's the top of the hour, 9 a.m. Central Time.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.
Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon, this morning, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will come before 1 today. Partly sunny, a high near 83 degrees and a northwest wind at 8 to 14 miles an hour. Low gust all the way to 21 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 58. Northeast winds at 8 to 11, gusting to 17. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a high of just 77 degrees. On a northeast wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Partly cloudy on Wednesday night with a low of 57. East-northeast winds at 3 to 6. And Thursday, sunny skies and a high of 79. Thursday night, clear and 62. And Friday, partly sunny and a high near 80 degrees. Thunderstorms return on Friday evening and 63 for the low. I'm Todd Gleason.